In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And I give thanks to you for your kind prayers. I had an excellent trip to Mexico, returning on Thursday evening. After a while, with all of these missionary travels, one develops realistic expectations. And for me, a really good trip to Mexico means one in which I don't get sick. And Father Chicada added the cheering thought, or I don't get my head chopped off. Because there's a lot of that going on now with the wars between the different drug cartel groups. Well, my head's still on my shoulders, and I was already sick when I went down there, so that was already taken care of. Now, being taken care of, and taking care of others, and sickness, I want to speak to you of today in the light of very strictly realistic expectations. Well, one thing that I wasn't expecting down there when I booked a room at Father Ciordia's guest house was how the Mexicans celebrate a feast day the old way with non-stop music. The night band stopped playing at 4 o'clock last Sunday morning. And I thought to myself, well, good, finally some rest. But it was not to last, as I was blasted out of my bed at 5 o'clock in the morning by, of all things, the beer barrel polka. Roll out the barrel. We'll have a barrel of fun. I thought, oh, no. And then about a half an hour later came Los Borrachitos, the street people or the bums, the little drunks, literally, who toll the bells for the dead. Tocan los muertos. And so they started tolling, and then the bells were ringing, too, for several hours. But still, in the midst of all of that noise, there was a wonderful peace to be so close, for so many days in a row, to our Lord of the Expiration. Our Lord, under that title, with his miraculous image, works so many miracles, sometimes on a daily basis, there in that church, doing exactly what our Lord first did on this earth, that is to say, blessing the sick and driving out demons. In Christ's life and in his church, those two are always connected. Now today, as I welcome you after Mass to come to the communion rail to receive the blessing of the sick, I wonder, what would your realistic expectations be? I mean, for driving out demons and disease. Would you think, well, it's a pious practice and it couldn't hurt? Or that the mighty healing hand of God is here this morning? Well, if you want to pass this morning's sermon and get an A, I need you to remember 5 F's in a row. The healing of God is free. It starts with forgiveness. Some faith, however, is required, indeed the very fullness of it. And then, finally, one word. The healing of God is free. The Novus Ordo, the last few years, has put a priest in Father Ciordia's village for a little competition. Father was telling me that the Novus Ordo people never got their service for Candlemas, which is a great feast day down there. They bless the little baby Jesus from the crib, and they have it dressed in a chair, like Dr. Jesus. And then, in the charming custom, the Mexicans have a party. And so the poor parish priest couldn't resist going to the parties, so he had a Mass scheduled for noon, and he sent word to the people in the church, well, I'll be there at 5, but he never made it to the 5 o'clock service either. But when he does come someplace, Father tells me, he always charges. A few years ago, there was a woman who was very sick, And her children came to see this priest, and they said, "Father, please come and help out our mother. She's in a very bad way." So their priest came, and he said, "Give me a glass of water." So they got him some tap water, and he just sprinkled some tap water on this woman, and then he said, "And that will be 300 pesos. 300 pesos, they said. "You didn't do anything for her. That's about $30 in our money. And these are poor people." "Oh, I certainly did. I sprinkled water on her." "Well, she's not any better." "Listen," he said, "I don't work for free. I want my 300 pesos. And so they got into a fight. It's only Mexicans, when they beat up the priest and they threw him out of the house. But their mother was still sick. So they very humbly, with their eyes cast down, went to see Father Ciordi, even though they weren't traditional themselves. And Father very kindly came, and he put his stole on the woman's head, and he prayed, and there was a big scene, and the devil came out. She was a very proud woman with quite a few enemies in the village. And after she was healed, and she got up, and she was perfectly fine again, the sons, all full of gratitude, said to Father, "And how much will that be, Father?" "Oh," he says, "no cobro. There's no charge. I don't charge anything." They couldn't believe it. Something about the healing of the sick, which is hard to believe, is that people who aren't especially good or virtuous get healed by God. Father Ciordi says, "I know they're just going to go back to doing what they were doing before, but God loves us. And he wants us, his children, to be well. It's free. It starts with, however, forgiveness. There's nothing like sin to get in the way of God's healing. If you are praying for another person and there's any problem between the two of you, you must forgive that person first for your prayers to take. And if you're praying for yourself, you must make that double prayer of the Our Father, 'Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive.'" You have to indeed, sometimes, with some people, right, pray to God for the grace to be able to forgive them, to forgive your neighbor sometimes. We struggle with that. That can be an awfully tall order. But why does our Lord insist so much in the Gospels on forgiving our enemies? He speaks of that far more than he does of drunkenness or impurity. He insists on forgiveness, for it is the key, this God-like behavior. Who can forgive sins but God alone? It's the key to getting God to answer our prayer in turn. It is as if God's healing and saving grace can flow into us only as much as we are willing, in turn, to let it flow out of us to others. If you will well, if you will wellness to your enemies, you will be well. It's part of healing. Thirdly, faith. How to pray with faith. Never end your prayer by saying, "Well, if it's God's will," as an expression of a lack of faith. In other words, "I know this is just a shot in the dark, and I have no chance of being heard, but these are my realistic expectations after all." You think that way, your prayer never will be heard. Say rather, "Good Lord, grant me this grace according to thy will," or, as Our Lady said, "Be it done according to thy word." Because God always has some kind of blessing. He has some kind of healing for those who have the faith. "Believe," Our Lord said, "and you shall receive." Fourth, the fourth F, fullness. St. Paul says in today's epistle, "In much fullness." On the inside, pray with fullness. Ask specifically for what you want and try to visualize it. I am praying, dear Lord, for her tumor to go away. I am praying for health and feeling to come back to my hand again, whatever it is. Visualize the little doctor Jesus coming to that child's bedside and healing. Visualize our Blessed Mother or an angel as present there. Pray in much fullness. There's a kind of prayer people call soaking prayer that intrigues me. In other words, our souls get all soiled with sin. And our bodies full of sickness, saturated with it. So our prayer, too, has to be a soaking prayer to get the stains out. When you soak something, what do? Well, you cover it with water, and then you wait patiently. It takes time. There are not that many microwave prayers in our book. There's a few, but not that many. Usually, very often, it takes time. We Americans are not the most patient people. We're used to everything instant, aren't we? More than once that thought occurred to me, I have to admire the patience of the Mexicans. The last time I was giving Mexican sermons, I told you about the Cowboys Who Dance, this group or a confraternity that's very ancient in this village of Falisiordia, of young men called Los Vaqueros que Bailan. And they make a vow to perform certain ceremonies on the feast days in honor of our Lord. And part of it looks like, it's curious, it looks like a line dance. And a part of it is the recitation of prayers as the boys go back and forth. And some of it's kind of a ritualized bullfight. But it takes hours. And there are all the fiestas going on about them. And these young men are intent on fulfilling their vow. They ignore the food and the band during the fiesta. And they just, it takes about 3 hours for them to do what they vowed. They're patient. They're patient. But fullness of faith entails, too, what using what our faith gives us, the sacramentals. When someone's sick, give them holy water. Get them some Lourdes water. Give them a medal, a scapular, a palm cross, or a holy picture. And especially, get them to make or receive the sign of the cross. Make it with them, or possibly show them how it's done, or even help them with the hand to make the sign of the cross. And as you are praying with them and visiting someone who's sick, always be sure to look that person right in the eye and touch them and say to them with faith, God bless you, and mean just those simple words. Finally, and yes, finally we've come to the finally, I want to end as St. Paul began today's epistle. We give thanks to God always for you all. Thank God. Thank God always. Remember, you're just seeing part of the picture. Do you remember the Capuchin Father, the same order as Padre Pio, in Detroit in the 1940s and early 50s? He healed thousands upon thousands of people, Father Solanus. And he always used to tell people, thank God ahead of time. Talk about a fullness of faith. If we have faith that God always answers our prayers, just not always as we think he will, we will naturally want to thank him. And here's a case where you don't have to wait. You can thank him right away, even as you're asking him at the beginning. Start like today's epistle with thanks, and then go on from there. But remember, to pass, you need your F's. It has to be free. And there's forgiveness. Show some faith, indeed its fullness. And finally, we give thanks to God always. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.